Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
All right, Jet, why don't we be really official and have you read the intent, and
Whoa.
Then we can start.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Shift Master Intent. To know that revolution in 2017 with resolution in 2017
right.
leads to revelation in 2017 and beyond.
Yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
To be the spiritual revolution with an individual moment-by-moment resolution to be the action of truth.
Wow, in 2017.
17.
Yeah. Right.
For God's sake.
That was cool.
That was.
Like that.
Isn't it weird? I was thinking today that how weird it is that it's 2017.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's like,
remember
what?
When
it
we were like,
be.
Oh, it'll never be 2000. And now we just blithely go to 2017. Yeah.
I know. It's amazing.
I like it because it's back to one, you know, because it adds up to 10, so
oh,
it's back
great.
To one. So it seems
yeah.
like, okay, this is going to be a real back to one year.
It better be. It's going to
be
something.
It will be.
It's
it will
something.
Be. That's right.
Yeah, that we will be going back to one for sure. All right.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Peace Tree Spread, and Del, did you want to read that first, or do you want them to do... There's the first
reason. Well, okay, I'll read this first. This is, did any of you read The Hidden Life of Trees?
No.
Maybe this, no? Okay. This comes out of that book from The Hidden Life of Trees. But it was very interesting because we're doing a Peace Tree Spread, and it's all about the white pine and things that go on with that. Because the white pine's always been considered the healing tree in Native philosophy.
The white pine.
Yes. So in this quote, in this book, it said, it's taking off from then the tree has to keep hidden reserves of energy on hand to fight off pests. These secret reserves can be activated at any time, and depending on the tree species, they contain a selection of defensive compounds produced by the tree. These so-called phytoncides have antibiotic properties, and there has been some impressive research done on them. A biologist from Leningrad, Boris Tokin, described them like this back in 1956. If you add a pinch of crushed spruce or pine needles to a drop of water that contains protozoa, in less than a second, the protozoa are dead. In the same paper, Tokin writes that the air in young pine forest is almost germ-free, thanks to the phytoncides released by the needles. In essence, then, trees disinfect their surroundings. But that isn't all. Walnuts have compounds in their leaves that deal so effectively with insects that garden lovers are often advised to put a bench under a canopy of walnuts if they want a comfortable place to relax in the garden, because this is where they will have the least chance of being bitten by mosquitoes. The phytoncides in conifers are particularly pungent, and they are the origin of that heady forest scent that is especially intense on hot summer days. And that's that. I found that quite interesting. So,
really? Yeah.
Yeah. So white pine forests and other trees.
I think we should just go sleep under the white pine then.
I had a whole grove of white pine that I stayed in a lot. In fact, I had my first sweat lodge inside the white pine grove.
Well, speaking of sweat lodge, Del,
yeah.
Don't you guys think it's really, isn't it kind of awesome that Del's first card is, sweat lodge?
Yeah. Have that peyote.
Can anybody
too.
Have pulled those cards? No, they're Del's cards. Are you sure you just didn't pull these out?
Oh, no, I did a nice ritual getting in there.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool. So that takes us into the spreads and where you guys want to go with it. Or do you want to pause for a second with those breads and talk about what you, Jet, bring up what you were talking about being the intent for Shipmasters for the year?
Ooh, exciting. Really?
You mean okay. The intent, like stand our ground and
yep.
Whatever it was that
yeah.
was organized?
Yep.
It's just that
yeah.
intent. We're not changing the revolution.
No.
Revolution.
Yeah, not that intent. The 2017 intent.
Right. Okay.
Focus, I guess. Focus.
The overall intent, which actually I forgot, was the Shipmasters and not the council. But I kept, especially in the cards, in the card spreads that we've all done and you know, out there in the universe, I've heard it, but no matter where I go, I keep hearing unity. And out of that, I kept it evolved to united, which I think goes along with your back to one, Kathy.
What do you think?
What do you mean by united? Can you give a bigger picture of that? United. What?
Well, there's been a tendency, and I think it's been going on for a long time, out in the worldview to separate and to divide. And the worldview appears to be very divisive as opposed to uniting our efforts. It's not really collaborative. All I can think of is, go ahead.
I was going to say, I like the idea. I think unity is perfect, especially for this year and especially for what we hope for, say, for our country in a bigger sense than just what we hope for ourselves. But for me, it seems like, and I don't know this right, it's talking off the top of my head, that the stand our ground and what was the other one, Becca, had something to do with sort of discipline and order. And I don't remember exactly how we phrased it, but I remember that idea of it. And
choose
so
order.
Those,
it was
what?
Stand our ground and choose order.
Choose order, yeah. And so those had action in them, you know, sort of like when we were saying, Becca was saying to Michael, her intent to have action in it. And so unity expressed in some way with the right words that go with it for action, I think would be helpful rather than sort of the big idea of unity. I like unity, and I'm very happy to have that as the intent for this year, but we just want it to be phrased in a way that, you know, choose unity because it is a choice, you know, something like that.
Or uniting, which is a verb.
But uniting is, again, it to me, and I'll go with whatever we decide, that's fine. But it's just, I need it to be so specific that I can do it,
yeah.
Rather than uniting again is, yeah, that's another big idea. But to choose unity or choose to unite or stand in unity, you know, and I know those are using the same words we used in the intent last year, but maybe it gives me a firmer foundation for the concept rather than something, you know,
very.
Way up there in thought. I need,
yeah.
me, I need to be grounded.
Well, I see exactly what you're saying, Kathy. So let me just pop in here and say, what is it? I like the concept of what we're talking about. And when Jet brought it up, I thought, well, it kind of fits into it fits into everything we've been talking about. And I had the intent for me with, you know, I said I wanted to be able to I have ideas what we're going to do each month. And part of that idea that I want to do each month is I already have the month themes mapped out on for this coming year for the council. And I want to take those, whatever we do in the Women's Council, and do it deeper in Shift Masters rather than having it be two separate things going on. So I was already in the process of saying, I want the council to be more unified as one, because all that stuff that happened, we don't have to talk about it, but it but I think that if we take the council's doing one thing, so really today, when we're doing a peace tree spread, we're talking about intents and qualities in a different way, but we're still talking about intents and qualities. So as the year goes on, I want to continue that flavor. We may decide that we talk about more, go deeper into what the council is talking about by using other tools that they aren't using yet, but we'll be in the same mindset of what we're doing, just deeper. So that's why I think the idea is great, if we can come up with words that make that action related that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I like your idea of having unity between, council and shift masters and, insiders as well, because it's all part of it. It's just sort of the outward expression of what we do from the inward movement. So, yeah, and I like the idea of unity. I think that's perfect. It's so what's needed. And so, exactly how we phrase it, I'm sure it will come to us exactly what it's supposed to be.
Well, standing in unity, it makes me think of trees.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. What do you think, Chet?
Well, I'm still listening, and all of those ideas, I like the idea of adding action to the intent. That was sort of the theme, that came across all the way through. I don't know, it was starting even in around Thanksgiving time. It kept hearing it. So, whatever we decide to do, but I love the idea of adding action to it and uniting the, the intent, of our council across all of the calls sounds like a great idea. Makes homework a lot easier.
It does. It's just deeper. Yeah, it is. And if you guys say, well, I like what we're doing in the council, but I want to add a wheel to it or a spread to it, then we can, but we'll be doing it within the context of what the council is doing as a whole. Choosing unity between all of us. So, Dale, do you have anything?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure what you meant, Jet, when you said that makes homework easier.
Well,
because I'm not sure when you were saying the intent across the council, would it be then that the council's, let's just call it standing in unity at this point, but would that be the council's intent as well, standing in unity? Are we creating the intent not just for shift masters, but for the council?
No, I was just thinking of Becca talking about the theme. If we're studying, if we're we're working on our intent qualities, we're, working with that within the council, and tonight we're working on a deeper concept, or maybe a larger concept of intent. So instead of working on wheels in one class and maybe a book, like sharing the circle in the council makes for double work. You know, it's when you can use one intent for all three calls. That works pretty well for me, especially this time of year. But that's all I know.
Last year, this time of year was all year.
Yeah.
When you say this intent for all three calls, are you talking about this one we're creating tonight be the sort of council intent in all three groups?
No. I was just talking about the various assignments that we get. If we're working in the same area, I'm not trying to, you know, do an assignment for shift masters in one direction and an assignment for the council in another direction.
Okay.
I can, you know, the mind.
You may be doing different assignments, but we'll all be in the same direction.
They'd all be following the same basic concept.
Right.
Choosing a united concept. Go ahead, Kath.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
That one doesn't appeal to me, but I still like the idea, I guess, of why I kept going back, maybe hoping this is what you meant, that intent of standing, not that we should be the ones creating it for everybody, you know, but I like it for the council at large, you know, standing in unity or, you know, whatever we choose, because I like having even that be united, you know, that each group has the same sort of, rather than one intent, the council chooses, okay, what's our intent for this year? I don't think we did that as a council, choose the overall intent for last year.
That's what I thought, and it wasn't for the council, it was for here.
Right,
so.
But I like it.
You can make it for the council. If you want it to be for the council, we definitely
can. I would love it to be. I would love it, especially, you know, because of recent events. And so, you know, that I just think that idea of standing in unity or however we phrase that, I just, you know, because it, again, it's just a deeper sense of it is unity, the three levels of council, the insider, shift masters, and council, so to speak, moving towards the gathering, all of it is, to me, it just unity is huge. It's just what the world needs. It's all there is. I mean, there is nothing but unity going on, truly, if we hold to the idea that that is one, you know, that is the one, love, unity, peace, all that. So it's just stating this overall belief in a particular way. So.
All right, let's make it for the whole council, and then we can talk about it tomorrow as part of the quality, when we talk about qualities. So it really is coming down to what are the words. I think it's unity somehow, but how are we going to, what are the words, the actual words that go with it?
Yeah.
And, do you have
anything? I like standing in unity because to me it's like you said, a stand of trees, or we are standing together. You know,
yeah.
The upstanders, like those things were, or just it's our position. Our position. We are standing in unity. And so we stand in unity in all the things we do, the things we say, and so forth. It seems really strong to me, but if someone has a better thought about it, then, you know, that's fine,
too. Well, I like it
because
it sounds like trees.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I like it because it sounds like trees.
Sounds like trees, yeah, right.
And I love it. That's why I like it. That's what I like about it is because, you know, because I love the idea of standing people.
Yes, and the peace tree spread and what Del was saying about, you know, the white pine forest and just all of that, you know, it's just a hugely healing, you know, and when people get up and stand together, other things back down, you know, they back down and, you know, sort of like then the protozoa can't live or whatever in the purity of that which is dispersed through us. And there was some other thought I had, but I can't remember what it was. I'll just sip my coffee and hope it comes back. But, you know.
All right.
There
I think
something about the
unity.
Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Right. Is that one, if and when, it, if it is presented at council, there was a tiny bit of me, it wasn't a tiny bit, it was this huge voice that went, whoa, that the council shouldn't feel as if shift masters are imposing it upon them. You know, like, oh, we picked. And so here's our intent because we picked it. So
I was thinking that,
say,
too.
You know, that, yeah, that, that this was, seemed a good idea, or you'll know how to say it so that if it does seem, and we are the shift masters. I mean, I know that this particular group of the three of us are going deeper in this direction. You know, insiders are going, everybody's going deep. I mean, everybody's going deep. But anyway, so I don't think it's wrong for us to have chosen, you know, for the council, but it just has to be so gracefully expressed to them that they do not feel imposed upon, because that wouldn't be very unifying now, would it?
No, not really. There's, I know exactly what, how I'm going to say it, so I think it'll work out okay. But it just made me think of that. I think I've mentioned that there's a book out now called The Four Tendencies. And it's interesting because the woman who wrote it, she does the Happiness Project and she does a podcast. And so that one of the four tendencies is rebel. And so as soon as we say that, I know at least one person, and there would have been two, who will immediately say no just because it was brought out and like, this is what we chose for you. They'll just say no. Maybe I should send out the link for that because it's kind of fun. They have a quick little quiz online to take to so you know which one you are.
Oh, to which our tendency was? Ooh,
yeah.
I want to be the rebel.
Yeah. You might be surprised because it's not, you think, I know, and you might be, but I don't think so. But I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know what the four tendencies are. What are the, but,
well, there's questioner, there's rebel, there's up, there's, I know questioner and rebel, and then there's, I can't, the word comes to me, the person that goes along with things, I just can't think of the word for it. Anyway, they're very interesting, and, you know, it's just another piece. I think I'll send the link to it in case anybody feels like taking the test, because I enjoyed it.
I love those kinds of things. Like I said, there's never been a profile I haven't loved.
Yeah, I love taking those too. So, all right, I'll make a note to do that. All right, so we probably should go into what you guys did with your spread. What did you do with your spreads?
Okay, flip a coin, Jet. Tails, you're first.
No, you go first.
I'm first. Really?
You go.
Dear.
That was the coin. I heard it. It landed on Kathy.
Kathy! Well, hey. I was glad that I had listened to the last shift master's call as, you know, part of the, you know, process of doing this, because I had questions on the corn stalk spread that had to do with looking into the old hurts and stuff, and I was questioning doing that. And I think the question was answered in the cards that are in my peace tree spread. It was like, oh, I see the way. Because it was saying to do that, to look into these things, the hurts, the humiliations, I forget what else. And so this spread explained the sort of how-to of that or what it meant. So anyway, okay, so the peace tree spread. I instead of writing it out in, you know, myriad things and doing all the color coding, I really did try to just get the essence of it. And so when I heard again Dale's point of view, and especially about the link sort of spreading out over it, I realized I didn't do all of that, but I really, really did, you know, take inward the essence of it. So buried talent, the gift or ability I am not acknowledging. And is what I got from that, which is talking stick. And so what I got from that was to open myself to hear the wisdom and intent of others, to let go of threat and be willing to receive. And it's very polarized. So that's what I wrote down. So this little part I'm just sort of adding is it's really polarized for me right now. Is like as soon as I saw that and looked into it, I am really noticing where I do not do that, where I'm really closed-minded against various people in so many ways, and just really, it's really strong, you know. And so anyway, so that was interesting to me. I wouldn't also have thought of this as a gift or ability I'm not acknowledging, and because I think I'm so not open to a lot of things. And so if I'm really not open, how is that a gift or ability? So I guess by clearing it all away, then I would be. But anyway, okay, so that was the first one. So just sort of pondering that. So then the root card, Coral, the strength to be gained. What I got for that from that was particularly the nurturing with action, that it was nurturing not with wishful thinking or, you know, intent. It was nurture with action, to nurture my body and to nurture my dream, to spend time with its energy every day. So I wrote that down. And those things, nurture my body, nurture with action, nurture my dream, spend time with its energy every day. And I actually have been doing some of those things, especially the nurture my body. Something came up that was something available, and so I am taking part in it, and I don't need to go into all the details here. But anyway, so that's what I got from that, the nurturing, and that I really like that. I really like that. So then the North Shield was the trump card, the lesson I need to apply to my physical body. Oh, the root card was the strength to be gained. So I can see how much strength would be gained by nurturing my body and nurturing my dream strength in, you know, physical, but also mental strength and all of it, all the strength. So anyway, trump card, lesson I need to apply to my physical body and my sense of self. That was interesting, the three paths, listening to wisdom, listening to truth, which I equated with wisdom because North Shield is wisdom and gratitude. And then, again, there was I was rereading it. It's also saying to allow others their point of view. So there's big arrows to me, you know, like neon, shiny, lighting on and off, arrows saying, woman, you are being a biatch in terms of how willing I am, at, you know. And so, yeah, and the other, and there's a great, well, okay, I'll get to it in Great Smoking Mirror. So, okay, so the first path was listening to truth. The second path is forgiveness, to forgive myself and others, which is a part of it. I need to forgive other people for what I'm holding against them. And then the third path is gratitude. So I can see how gratitude will, the lesson I need for my sense of self, I'm not quite sure how I apply gratitude to my physical body, except for the fact that, my gosh, it has sustained me so well, considering how poorly I have treated it. So I think in that case, it's just that kind of direct gratitude. Okay, so then the branch card, Great Smoking Mirror. This is where lesson needed to reach love and understanding, to see the other self and learn its lessons. So this to me reflects back to the talking stick, but also reflects back to my question from the cornstalk spread, and which card it was, you know, I can't remember which one it was that said to look at the hurt and the humiliation and all of those things that had been painful, and, you know, to really look at them. And so, but here's where I see it is, so the Great Smoking Mirror was to see the other self and learn its lesson. So when I'm faced with other people and the way they act or behave, where is the me in that? You know, what am I seeing in the mirror? And you know, for example, my sister-in-law has these two new dogs that she's taken on since her dog died. She really has no real friends or companionship. She does have some friends in different circles, but she's not really a social person. And so all of her love and companionship and unconditional love comes from her dogs. And so good, except that they are so in the way and, you know, she can't do things really to help Ken's dad as much because she has to do the dogs, and so it leaves more for Ken. And so I'm really mad at her. I'm really, 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 really mad at her. But what's really going on, because all of that will work out, she has really good intent. And so what am I seeing? What's the other self of me that I'm seeing there? And so, and the whole thing of, you know, jealousies and all of that and old hurts and pains, what is the self there? What is the me in that? You know, and so to look at that expression in all of those things, so then it just made a lot make sense and tie together in the cornstalk spread question and in the what is the whole talking stick of it all is what where am I in that, you know, what is my reflection in that? So that's been a huge piece to see. And then the Father Sky card, just personal freedom I can gain, it just was a laugh to me because, you know, it's my 2017 intent, release what is unneeded. It's like, oh really, you know, could I have picked a more obvious card? I don't think so. As a freedom to be gained. And then all of the others really do lead to that because I need to release old attitudes, you know, just really release old attitudes. And it's been fun also just on a physical sense to come across things that need to be gotten rid of. You know what I mean? I was filing something and I found old catalogs that I had for homeschooling stuff that went back like to 2012, 2010. And I never look in this corner where I was filing something. And so it was like, oh, goody, something to go. And then and something else, you know, that was in another cupboard that was just kind of old and used up, you know, oh, that can go. So I'm kind of having that every day I need to find something. I need to find something and get rid of it. And so it usually just shows up in front of me and I go, oh, goody, I got one for today. So just this little small fun game of it is also, you know, happening. But so there, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Big lessons, but very simple.
What about your bear? What about the bear and all this?
Well, because I think that's sort of my overall, I was going to use the word mood, presence of mind, is that inward retreat, observation and digestion, you know. And so I don't, and retreat was the beginning card, Moon Lodge was the first pull, the root card of the cornstalk spread, and I'm just seeing a lot of unity there, and I can't wait to do that eagle spread also. But it's just this very much how I see the bear is go in, hibernate, retreat, be quiet, and digest, digest, digest. And from there, you know, the action will happen. So that's how I felt, was that I went inward to just look at all that material, because before I would take notes on every single thing that seemed important at all in any of the cards, and I liked that. But this time it was really, I just need to go inward and digest all this and just pull out what seems to apply very much to me right now. All of it's good, and I could write all this stuff down, but what's really the most essential thing for me to take away at this point? So that's how I felt that Bear was with me in that.
Yeah. Bear is very good at healing itself, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Nope. Yeah, because I think that's what I'm doing, and it's a slowdown year. Not a slowdown year like go slow, but a slow the thought down to just get what is the important for right now. It's the same thing. I get that picture again of standing above that river and watching everything that goes by and choosing that which lights up or shows itself to me.
Yeah.
I have a question. Go ahead. Well,
no, I was just, there was one other card that made me create something that I can't, but I can't, and I looked, I reread before this call all of the workbook, thingies, lessons on these cards, but did not go back and reread in the Sacred Path Coach book, but it was, there was something about an exchange of energy, and I was thinking it was coral, but I was not sure, something about exchange of energy that, and because I thought it had something to do with the body, but it could have been giveaway where it's an exchange. I don't know, so I want to go back and reread them. But anyway, it made me think of a drawing to do, and so I'm working on that where, anyway, so I'll show it as when it gets done. But that's one last little piece that was really cool, and I'm not sure which card it was, or even if I need to know which card it was, because I got the essence of it. And I mentioned that because it was another one of those things that was an essence pulled out from this study that I thought was very much right now mine to know.
Was it in a giveaway card?
Could have been. It was just you're exchanging this for that. So it could have been giveaway. And again, it was not in the workbook section, this part that I was noticing about. And so I thought it was. And so I had, I had enough time to read all of the workbook stuff again, but it wasn't there. So I need to go back into the cards, the Sacred Path cards, and just see if to find it. Because I kind of would like to know what card to attach it to.
Yeah. Might be that one, because that was in your direction spread. That we just did.
Yeah, right.
This is my question. It's a general question to Del, kind of. So when I read the root thing, as it's nurturing, for Kathy it's nurturing, but the strength to be gained, does that mean, this is what I don't know, or is it both ways? Does it mean if we do that card, we get that strength, or if we do the first card, we receive the second card?
Well, you know how it's put in here in the book.
Well, no, that's why I'm asking.
Well, it says this card gives you the tool needed to earth. And I like how she puts it, earth your confusion.
And which card? Tell me which.
The root.
Okay.
The root code.
Okay.
And replace with a substance or strength.
So it's the first card does not give you the second card. The root card gives itself.
Right.
So using nurturing, so using Kathy as an example, using nurturing gives her strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Got it. I understand now. All right, what about Jet Eye?
Well, when you said that, Becca, it reminded me that as I was reading the card spread and as I was looking at the various cards, I was reminded of the basic premise of any financial statement audit. When an accounting firm does an audits the financial statements of any company, not like a tax audit, but this is just saying whether the financial statements are fairly stated, that every work paper that goes into the audit work papers is actually a standalone work paper. It should be able to stand alone, completely clear on its own merits, as well as adding to the whole. So each work paper has to have its own purpose within the audit and cannot be linked to to necessarily to, or doesn't have to be linked to another work paper in that audit, which is really hard. It makes you, when people, I worked with one gal who was such a natural auditor that her work papers were actually beautiful to look at. They actually made you, and this coming from somebody who detests audits, I just really do not like audits at all. I never have wanted to do them. I only did them to get my certificate. But this woman, a young woman, Amy, looking at her work papers was like looking at a Monet. It was just, it gave you that same sort of feeling. You knew that it was truly an artistic endeavor that you were looking at. And that's kind of the way I felt about the Peace Tree spread when I did it and I started reading the cards. Each one was sort of connected, you know, it was in its own way connected with the spread as a whole, but each individual card and place on the spread could stand alone on its own merits, could stand on its own merits at the same time. So it's interesting that you should ask that. You know, is the second card related to the first card, you know, or is the strength to be gained related to the first card somehow? And no, it's not. It is in, because the whole tree is a whole tree, but each card has its own purpose on the spread. And I just thought that was kind of a neat concept.
Yeah.
Brought back fond memories of the few fond memories I have of any audit procedure at all. I felt like I was getting not slapped in the face, but brought to attention with every card I looked at on the place. This was such a high impact card spread for me that was amazing. My buried talent, the gift that I'm not acknowledging, I can discover with using the East Shield for illumination and clarity. And I wrote on this paper, I had sent out the paper when I pulled the cards the first time, but I wrote down, true energy exchange is sharing. And not sure where that comes from, but it comes around the East Shield somewhere along the way. I thought it was interesting that, I'm on the wrong page here, that the three paths are found in these symbols. The pot shard is the symbol of the artist's creativity, and that's something that I feel almost like I've been starving for, is to add more creativity, artful creativity to my life. And the first path is to use any talent or creativity you have and you will know illumination. The second pathway is guarded by the snake, and that's transmute poisons to change and heal. And heal and transmute. And then the third pathway is like a symbol of white man's money. There's the exchange. It comes in knowing how to properly use and exchange energy. Energy exchange can be barter, trade, or pay. It can be giveaway, IOU, or simple greed. Exchange is performed by givers and takers who know that money and energy are the same. And that's really what I've had to keep reminding myself, because it's really hard not to fall into the worldview concept of money when all I deal with in my daily life is dollars and cents and accounting for it. So I need to add that back. So that that was certainly an appropriate card for me. The second, my root card, my strength to be gained, was Whirling Rainbow. And of course, we all know how I feel about Whirling Rainbow. I just love that card. Whirling Rainbow actually being actively involved in world peace, that's, you know, right up my alley. I'll take it. The trunk card is the South Shield, and the trunk card is the lesson to apply to the physical body and sense of self. Well, the South Shield is innocence and finding that sense of play and, you know, lightening up. And, well, yeah, you know, I can go for that. The branch card is power place, the attitude adjustment. And the lesson needed for the attitude adjustment to that which limits my joy. And power place is, you know, the power place is that earth connection and empowerment, and it's like almost like grounding myself again. I heard it 100 years ago, but it always makes me smile when I hear it, because again, it reminds me of the imbalance. You know, a gal said to me, a realtor said to me about someone that we both knew, and this, it was probably 30 years ago now. And it's like, oh yes, she's so heavenly bound, she's no earthly good. And and this is what I can do. I get so caught up in the theoretical that I forget that I'm here to enjoy myself too, and to actually express myself. So that rolls back into the creativity and the understanding. And then and if Kathy's giveaway was perfect for her intent for 2017, how perfect is smoke signals for me with my intent? And and actually, you know, living my dream, and, you know, like joining the game.
Joining or enjoying, or both?
Both. Becoming an active participant, participating in my own life, not just sitting by the wayside and either observing or letting somebody else make all the decisions.
Yeah, which eventually, I liked what you had written way back when you were talking about it a million years ago. Feels like when you were saying that you were making little decisions when you were writing to Kathy.
You know, yep.
Yeah, those, because if you don't do those, they just build up until it just explodes in a different way.
And it explodes in it explodes in the kind of attitude that is so unnecessary, you know, the resentment. Because how can you actually justify resentment towards somebody else when you know, how can I justify resentment towards somebody else when I was the one who made the choice in the first place?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, just stop. Yeah. Just stop and just be accountable, you know, for myself. I do want to take like 2 minutes and discuss something else that I was thinking about, but it can wait. It doesn't necessarily fit right in here. So.
Oh, yeah, it does. Go for it.
No.
Remember when, I don't know whether it's last year or a couple of years ago, maybe now, we ran across, and somebody ran across an article that was about a gentleman who worked in a prison. It was like a prison psychologist or something, And he he went through files every day. He spent years just going through files, and his whole thought was, "I'm sorry, I love you."
Yeah.
Well, that's been really, really on my mind. That is something that it's part of the, you know, part of that movement that gal's doing, that we all joined, that your friend Becca.
Laura.
Yeah, Deb Molitor.
That
she's doing, and you know, just slow down for, you know, and just stop for a day, mm-hmm. or stop for an hour. And I've been thinking about that I really want to do that. And is it that it shifts our perception? Is that how that works? Is that by just focusing on, it doesn't really change the other person, it just changes us, right?
Yeah, nothing ever changes the other person. You change your perception of them.
And that's what, yeah. and that's what alters yeah. our worldview, because we've yeah. shifted our perception.
You yeah. mean that the I love you, what was your statement again? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I love you. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, does it?
It shifts us.
Well, I think, to me, I think it's then we stand in the purity and holiness of God. You know, it, to me, that's like prayer. And so when you say that, you're just, it's a universal, I love you, I'm sorry, because that's all there is. I love you. And I'm sorry for the, you know, the fault of it all, the fault of ourselves, the fault of everything that happened to the people, you know, everything that wasn't in the I love you part. And so to me, it just seems like every time we do that or say that, then our energy goes into that great pool of God's love and holiness, and it just increases it. And that's what does the shift. That every time we go into that energy, into that place of spirit, into that truth, it, you know, it's like there's this big energy field around, if you have to make a picture of it, but there's a big energy field around. And so when we do that, that energy field got bigger. Like when those people have done those meditations on peace or love, or, you know, and there was like far less crime in New York City in that day when the New York City people did that, you know, those kinds of things that have gone on, you know, or that guy who wrote about prayer, you know, I think he was a doctor and I can't think of what his name was, but, you know, he wrote about the power of prayer, even for people who don't know they're being prayed about. I think it's the same thing. We just enter that energy state of perfect love, and it increases it, the volume of it. I mean, we can't really, because it's always all there and it's all God's and whatever, but somehow, you know, somehow it just seems like that huge pool of good gets bigger, and that's what does the change. That's my thought on it.
Yeah, it's basically the same idea. It's just saying it in that way is it reduces. You could say it the other way. It takes
mm-hmm,
away what's
mm-hmm.
true. So you see that big pool of love. And Laura's Watch with One World Watch will eventually have actual hours that you can sign up for, and it's all based around. Jesus is saying in the garden, saying, could you not watch with me 1 hour? So you would pick an hour and you'd spend that hour knowing what was true for whomever you want to know who it's about. So it's a watch. It's a protective and healing watch that eventually will have a calendar attached to it that everybody can sign up for the hour that they're going to watch every day. So,
do you know that I never knew that story until I read her post? I never knew that that was what happened with Jesus, that they couldn't even watch with him 1 hour. I didn't realize that.
Wow. They fell asleep. They just fell asleep.
Yes, and so that Laura and I thought that was so indicative of what needs to be done right now as to watch.
Yeah, most of humanity is asleep.
Yeah.
So
she came up.
Is this your Laura? Your daughter Laura?
No, no. Laura Molter.
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 Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I missed that somehow.
Lori is my daughter, Laura, and Mom.
Yeah, okay.
She came up with the idea, and then we've been talking about it, and she's going to really expand it into this big, huge reach, but how to do it has been the thing. So she just decided that she would put it out now at the state that it is, and everybody can pick when they're doing it and get in the idea of it. But we want to get groups of all kinds, groups that are already doing prayer watches, and have that group sign up for an hour. You know, just this group does it this way, that group does it that way. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just pick the hour, and that it would go on this whole year, maybe continue after that. So,
if there's a link to that, and you know,
it was
somehow
just the Instagram, and it's in the Shift the Story Facebook group. So
today's call to action for the Women's Council, Kathy, that
Has
the link to the
e-zine
right down
okay.
at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link
okay.
to Watch With Me 1 Hour.
But it's also in the Shift the Stories Facebook group. So I post a lot of stuff in there that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Right.
And that's the first place that I put it there. So you can always go there and see what's happening. And add stuff, your own stuff there. So what do you think, Dale, about all of this?
I think quite a bit about it, I guess.
What do you want to share with us?
Well, I wanted to ask Jed a question about what is the attitude? What is the mental attitude for Earth Connection that you have? What is your attitude toward that?
That's where I get that. She's so heavenly bound. She's no earthly good. I'm always the one that thinks that if you think clearly enough, then you don't need to eat and you don't need to wear clothes and, you know, because we're not material bodies, kind of thing. And so I go airy fairy and I lose my ground. And that does limit my joy, because then when I really enjoy a brownie or I really enjoy my wonderful fabric, you know, what did somebody say to me today when I was getting Scottish bagel? You look so cozy, you know, all my lovely textiles and things. I go, well, I'm not supposed to enjoy that because they're not really, you know, there's not really a material thing. No, I can't.
Well, she,
I really, I have been, I go there. I know, this is unusual.
I know what you're saying.
But I actually do that to myself. And
that's what the root card says. So that's the branch card. I mean, metal attitude that could use an adjustment. I mean, it's really that simple and also that complex at the same time.
Well, instead of saying it's only material, I could say this is spiritual. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
So it's spiritual. Your clothes are spiritual. They're the qualities of God. They're the symbols of God, presence of God, and enjoy them.
And it's really, it's fantastic that we're using trees as examples and something to look up to, because not only do you look up to them anyway, but look at how incredible trees are. I mean, they produce their own food. They produce their own medicine on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
When something invades them, they produce antibiotics or whatever they need. They make it themselves within their own being. And then they're completely united. So as they grow, there's that cooperation of how they grow that helps each other, not them by themselves, but also each other and in a way by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it benefits the whole forest. So it's really interesting. And as an aside to this, since I started redoing my rooted pine exercises about a month ago, and it's interesting that it relates to this a lot, because when you're doing rooted pine, you're constantly going through a mental adjustment, an attitude adjustment, because all this stuff is there. And it won't let you just feel yourself, feel what's going on and being present in the moment. Everything's trying to get you to stop doing that because it seems insane to a rational mind. Why are you standing there in that position for that long? It's crazy. But as you do it, you feel that stuff begin to dissipate and drop off. And then what you experience is that the radiance within yourself, and then you work with it. I mean, it's telling you you can work with it, and you start working with it, and it changes the dynamics of the process completely. And then if you do it for 20 minutes, 20 minutes goes by like it feels like it was a minute. When you don't, 20 minutes feels like all day.
Well, isn't that kind of what we're talking about? It's expanding the good.
Yes.
It's dropping off what's not true. So the good expands and fills up the space.
Yeah. So I know as we listen within ourselves and we get in connection with, by doing these different spreads and different cards and the colors, we get more and more clear about what is it personally I need to do. What will work for me to make this, you know, to understand this better, to be who I am and put that out there. It definitely works that way. And that's why I know I've come to back to, you know, kind of going back through things just like the sweat lodge and the peyote ceremony. You're doing it again, but you're a different person doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else comes up, and that's a realization you have as you're doing that. That, wow, this is, it's the same, but it's so different. And I'm seeing so much more. And I think that's what these cards and spreads are really great for, is you get more in tune with what works for you.
Well, I see what time it is, so I just have one
last. I think Shift Masters ought to be an hour and a half call, not an hour call.
Yeah.
And then when we fill that up, it ought to be a two-hour call.
Yeah. I have a question, just a quick one.
Okay, so I was thinking that, Jet, I got an idea for you, and then I'm going to say what we're going to do next week. So my idea for you is to, every time you get that old habit, which isn't you at all, and you think, oh, I shouldn't be enjoying this, go, I'm sorry, I love you.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a really good thing to be saying to everything. It's the food and the clothes and anything else.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You put their feelings.
I think you love them.
Don't.
Okay,
don't
go there.
Another guilt trip. Ask
no,
your question, Kathy, really quick. Ask your question.
Oh, my question was, Del, I had asked in an email, you know, doing the spreads, like the eagle flying spread or whatever it was, that we have sort of enough knowledge to go on and do it on our own. And if we have questions, ask you. I mean,
oh, sure.
That was my question. Are we like grown up enough that we
absolutely
can cross the street on our own?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I needed your permission before I could do it.
Yeah. You have. Go ahead, Del. Bless her.
You're blessed.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Right
bless
the mic.
You.
Yeah. The next call.
I didn't sneeze.
Yeah, you didn't sneeze.
I did.
The next call will catch up on Michael, but we'll also continue this discussion and relate it to what we're going to be, the council. So whatever's going in the council, we'll be talking about quality. So bring that into the call. If you do a spread around it, bring that to the call, and that's what we'll do next in the next one. So otherwise, you'll just be doing what you're doing right now and taking it deeper.
Yes, deeper.
Anything else, young ladies?
As long as we can keep up with this stuff, I'm happy, because I love this stuff. I find this so helpful.
Well, you can always.
Okay,
so
what are we doing next time, Becca? Were you starting to tell us what we're going to do next time? Where what?
I think I did tell you. Do you want me to tell you again?
What did you say?
I guess so.
Yeah, I was thinking about all this other stuff. It was like I lost the plot.
Next time, we'll review Michael's spread.
Yeah.
And then also, if you want to continue, both of you also continue to talk about the peace tree spread, but be thinking about all of this in context with the Women's Council, where you're doing your intent and your qualities. So how can you bring the intent and qualities into what we're talking about with all of this? So it can just rolls around back into it. And if you want to do spreads, do them. Not stopping anybody from doing spreads. We're just going to be doing other stuff along the way. So, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just want to know what the other stuff is.
She already wants to know.
Whatever's going on in the council, you're doing deeper in the Shiftmasters.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you said that, but I didn't connect the dots. No, I connected the dots.
Lost the plot.
Standing in unity.
There you go.
Standing in unity. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. That'll be interesting. I like that.
Cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you all tomorrow.
Right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.